a regular on this show. Dustin, who's with you now?
I found the Sitting Bull. Doug Deacon's with us here, live from Indianapolis. Deke, how you doing, man?
I'm doing fine. Enjoying the life in India. It's a nice, very nice town.
Deke was giving me some advice, Adam, on restaurants for tonight and for tomorrow night.
He's been to all these cities 1,000 times already.
He's a world traveler. Yeah. I mean, my God, him and Donovan have been to all these places. They hang out at St. Elmo's and what's the other? Izzy's, you're telling me?
Something in Izzy's. Actually, I think it's right next door. Yeah. It's a sister restaurant.
Yeah.
And the story is be told, I guess Peyton Manning has a little interest in it.
Favorite road cities for food, Deke? What are they?
Bull's got to know.
Oh, boy. Well, I grew up outside of Chicago, so Chicago's tough to beat in my book. But, this place, if you look at it, they give you, when you get in, the team comes in, they give you a list of all the restaurants in the area. Mm-hmm. They get some pretty good ones here, too.
Deke, let's talk about this team and just the last couple of days in practice and what your, thoughts are on, the physicalness of the last practice, day one to day two, the fights, is it too much? Or are you liking what you're seeing? Or is it?
Yeah.
Because I don't love all the fights. Because I think it shows a little lack of discipline.
Well, no, I think it's a case of, guys that are third and fourth teams getting a little frustrated because they know this is their opportunity. And the only way they can, go after it is, start a fight. But a lot of people said they kind of got pushed around. I didn't see that the first day. And I think, Freddie has come into training camp with this idea. We're going to be a tough football team. And, it hasn't been Camp Cupcake as it's been in the previous couple years. And I think, one of the things he's preaching is toughness. And I think, if you watch Freddie's offense, we've got Baker Mayfield, but he likes to run the football.
We're talking with Doug Deacon, Browns analyst, getting ready for game two. Deke, we've talked about this many times. When you played, right, you guys had two-a-days. You practiced a million hours. You played six preseason games. Now guys barely play in the preseason. Is this the right way? Is it better for the start for the top players not to play too much in the preseason?
Well, I think so, especially if you kind of, cut it down to a couple of games in the preseason. I think, unfortunately – or fortunately for these guys, they have an off-season program. And when we played, you didn't have an off-season program. You had an off-season job. So it's a totally different element. And, used to come to training camp to get into shape, where these guys come into training camp and most of them are in great shape when they get there. So, you've eliminated that process and you have the off-season OTAs, you have the off-season mini camps. So you get a lot of reps that, we never, never had before. So I think in a lot of ways it's a different world they're living in. So you can see why, they don't do the preseason games as much. And, we saw, two or three guys get hurt yesterday.
That kid broke his leg, receiver.
Yeah,
the Colts,
and there's a couple other guys in, from other teams. The safety from San Diego.
Derwin James just got injured today.
Yep. And so, there's been a few pretty big injuries.
Doug, let's get your thoughts here on right guard. It seems to be the hot topic. It's been the hot topic for months. It's good that we're only talking about like one position battle, but it's a bad one when you're talking about a position where you had a really good right guard in Kevin Zeitler, who you traded to New York for Olivier Vernon. There's been a battle here, Doug, with like four, five different guys. They're rotating in tackles now to see if they can play the position. How concerned are you with right guard?
I'm a little concerned. I think, they want somebody to show up, and hopefully tomorrow night, they'll get a chance to kind of settle the position down. But it seems, like Austin Corbett has kind of been relinquished to the backup center. I think Cush is the guy, and of course Kalis has had a concussion. He hasn't been able to practice. There's been some talk they might move Chris Hubbard in there and then try to find a tackle. But I think that's going to be tough because I don't see who they would have it as a backup tackle right now.
That's interesting. You wonder, Deke, could they possibly make a trade at this point to get either a tackle or a guard?
Knowing Dorsey, I think he could.
Yeah.
I mean, he's aggressive and he knows the landscape of the NFL, and he keeps track of all these guys. Obviously the one name that comes up is always Trent Williams, the tackle from Washington, but he's also a left tackle, so I'm not sure if that would be a good fit.
Doug, The kicker battle, is that a big issue for you, or are you comfortable with one of these guys making the team? I didn't know this until today at the meeting when Mike Prefer told us that since August 1st, these guys have both been, I think, about identical, 35 of 38, I think is what they said, and both of these guys have been 11 for their last 11. Are you comfortable there, or are you still concerned?
Well, until they start making them in games, I think you are concerned. Yeah. But, having had Phil Dawson at training camp a couple of weeks ago and then seeing Adam Vinatieri on the sidelines, there's a higher bar to be reached.
Sure.
Deke, great stuff as always, man. We're going to have you on for a longer period of time on Monday, obviously, after the game. We'll look forward to that. Thanks so much for joining us, man. We appreciate it.
Hey, it's always a pleasure to be in Dustin's bedroom.
Not many people say that, Deke.
I need a promo out of that, Andy.
That is,
make a promo out of that.
That will be a promo.
No doubt that will be a promo. Deke, great stuff, buddy.
Okay.
Thanks. Doug Deke and Browns analyst.